This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love aphorisms, proverbs, koans, fables, and any kind of teaching story. And with those, I've collected my secrets of adulthood. These are the lessons I've learned through time and experience, usually the hard way. I have a huge collection of these secrets of adulthood. In fact, if you have any of your own favorites, please send them my way. I'm thinking of making a book of them. One of my favorite secrets of adulthood is the opposite of a profound truth is also true. This is a mysterious and powerful aspect of human nature. I want to accept myself and expect more from myself. I want to think about myself so I can forget about myself. I want to use my time efficiently, and I also want to take time to wander and play. An aspect of this secret of adulthood is the ancient idea that sometimes something goes so far in one direction that it circles back on itself in a kind of union of opposites. Because I've thought a lot about this, I was struck by a particular passage from the essay American Goth from the collection Take the Cannoli by American historian, social observer, and writer Sarah Vowell. In it, Vowell is describing her encounter with Goth. She writes, "Goths, for those unfamiliar with this particular subculture, are the pale-faced, black-clad, vampiric types with forlorn stares framed by raccoon eye makeup. The name derives, of course, from Gothic, a style, according to my dictionary, emphasizing the grotesque, mysterious, and desolate." Vowell explains that she'd always admired the Goths, and she went in for a private lesson in Goth. Yes, she got a Goth makeover led by someone with the nickname Mary Queen of Hearts. And here's the passage that I love. Vowell writes, "When I was pondering a good Goth name for myself, I paged through my reference books on death and dying, looking for something gruesome. Nothing felt right. Maybe it's because I came of age in the 80s and I've seen Blue Velvet too many times. But to me, the really frightening stuff has nothing to do with ravens and rats. The truly sordid has a sunny, waspy glow. Therefore, I tell them, the most perverse name I can think of is Becky. It turns out that by saying the magic word Becky, I have suddenly moved to the head of the class, goth-wise. As Monique put it, you are understanding the pink of goth. You've skipped a couple levels and went straight to pink. And in fact, there is a term in Urban Dictionary, pink goth, which is a person who is so completely goth to the bone that they don't need to wear black." It's one of my favorite secrets of adulthood. The opposite of a profound truth is also true in goth and in so much else. I'll post a link to some of my favorite secrets of adulthood and also to the book Take the Cannoli by Sarah Vowell. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your day a little happier.